USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland is lashing out at President Trump, accusing him of creating a toxic environment. This after one person was killed Saturday night in violent clashes between Trump supporters and left-wing groups. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler.
It's you who have created the hate and the division. It's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have.
The person killed was reportedly someone connected with the right-wing group Patriot Prayer. Representative Adam Schiff says the president views civil unrest as beneficial to his campaign.
He sees this violence and his ability to agitate more of it as useful to his campaign. What it does to the country, the loss of life, he doesn't care.
He was on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has informed Congress it will stop providing in-person briefings on election security and foreign interference, moving instead to written updates. Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe told Congress of the changes, saying he believes written briefings will help, quote, ensure to the maximum extent possible that ODNI provides the Congress in support in your oversight responsibilities on election security. Foreign malign influence and election interference is not misunderstood nor politicized. President Trump on Saturday suggested that Radcliffe got tired of information leaking from his briefings. A senior administration official told CNN that other agencies supporting election security, such as the Department of Justice, Department of Defense, and Department of Homeland Security, plan to continue delivering briefs to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Two of the sprawling complex fires burning in Northern California are about 50% contained, according to fire officials. Firefighters have made progress containing more than 840 wildfires that have burned 1.42 million acres since a lightning siege of more than 14,000 lightning strikes struck the state beginning on August 15th. A total of 7 deaths, including a helicopter pilot battling the Hills Fire, have been reported. 2,500 buildings have been destroyed, and more than 60,000 people have been evacuated. The LNU Lightning Complex, the most destructive of the fires, was about 50% contained and has burned 375,000 acres in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano counties. The largest of the wildfires, the SCU Lightning Complex, reached 50% containment on Sunday morning as it burned 377,000 acres in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. The 84,000-acre CZU Lightning Fire was 35% contained in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties. Also, CAL FIRE said that the BTU-TGU Lightning Complex Fire in Butte, Tehama, and Glenn counties has burned about 59,000 acres and is at 40% containment. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.